Hi, my name is Ben Riga. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. I work in the developer and platform evangelism team, specifically focused on Windows Phone 7 and helping developers to get their apps onto the marketplace. This series is a series I'm starting that is specifically focused on developers building apps for the platform and helping them understand what are some of the best practices for getting your app into the marketplace and getting your app to be perhaps of a higher quality and hopefully getting higher ranking in the marketplace. That's why I call it Top Rank. So I'll focus on some of the best practices. Like I said, I'm a technical evangelist. Over the past couple of years, I've spent time with lots of different partners and agencies and customers getting their apps or helping them to get their apps into the marketplace. And so I want to share some of that learning. Now, obviously, I haven't worked with hundreds. I'll pull resources from people all across Microsoft as I record this series. What I will do is focus not so much on deep technical stuff. I'll focus on the things that you can do to help you get your apps higher ranked. That could mean a number of different things. It could mean design, different design issues that I've seen come up that, you know, with small changes you can have you can make substantial improvements in your app. It might mean quality of code or different things that you insert into your code to make your code be a little bit more interesting or a little bit less intimidating to the end user. And then finally, it might even mean marketing, some of the things related to getting your app into the market and making sure that your app gets full visibility. And so we'll talk about all three of those things, not in any particular order. I'll go through them very quickly. One of the things that I will try to do is keep these videos very short. I'll keep them wherever possible to under 15 minutes. That's my goal. If I go over that, please let me know. My thought is that you probably don't have a lot of time, and so you'll be looking for different topics, and if the topic is of interest for you, hopefully you'll have the 15 minutes to watch the video. And that's kind of it. So if you have topics that you think are of interest to other developers, maybe you have some best practices that you've done in your apps that you think have helped your app to improve in quality or to get a better ranking or better ratings from your end users, let me know. I'm looking for topics, and I'll make sure that you get full credit when I do record those videos. If you have questions, if you have problems or issues that you have as you're building apps, maybe you're looking for what the best practice is in a particular area, then let me know. And if I get enough topics, or if it's a topic that I think is of broad interest that maybe is not getting enough coverage, then it's my pleasure to try and track down that information and help it get it out to as many developers as possible. In order to get it to me, I'm making my email address available. It's benriga@microsoft.com. Really easy to remember. Or if you prefer Twitter, feel free to send me a direct message on Twitter or just a reply to me or send me a tweet. And I follow that pretty religiously throughout the day. So I'll try and get those as much as possible. So with that, like I said, send me some notes. If you think the video series is interesting, I'd love to hear it. If you don't think it's interesting, then tell me why, and we'll try and improve. So that's it for the intro. What I do want to do is spend some time on one topic that I think is kind of an interesting one that not a lot of people are spending a lot of time thinking about. It's something that, because I've seen the background numbers of what's going on in the marketplace, it's kind of surprising to me that not more people are submitting their apps to all markets. So what does that mean? When we launched the phone back in November of, or October, November of 2010, depending on where you are in the world, we released to a certain number of markets. Those markets were primarily the eFigs markets, so that's English, French, Italian, German, and Spanish. And those were, like I said, a number of different markets around the world. And that was great. So people submitting apps submitted to all those markets, and everything was good. Now, what happened was when we launched Mango recently, when we opened up the marketplace, we actually opened up many new markets. And unfortunately, we were not able to go in and ensure that every single app was submitted to every single market. It's not something that we can do because we don't own your app, we don't own your IP. We can't be sure that you have the rights to submit to all of those various markets. So we can't do that for you. And so we're hoping that you will do that and cross-submit your app across all of the basic new markets. And it's a really easy thing to do, so I'm kind of surprised that not more people have done it. I suspect most people don't know that they have to do it. And so that's why I figured it's such an easy thing to do that it would be sort of an easy one to start the series with. So rather than my describing to you what needs to be done, why don't I actually show you? I have my laptop here, so let me show you how that's done in App Hub. So as you can see, I'm in App Hub and I'm logged in to my account. It's obviously an easy thing to do. If you've submitted your app, you know how to do this. Let me actually get to my dashboard. And you'll see my few apps that I have here. Let me click on one of the apps I have. This is just the throwaway app that I've submitted to the marketplace. It's one that I use all the time, so I figured others might find it interesting. And so I've submitted it. I submitted it early on. It's a Windows Phone 7 app. I haven't upgraded to Mango yet. You will note that as I'm doing this, I don't need to do anything other than change the countries. I don't need to change my categories or any of my metadata. I don't need to resubmit images. I certainly don't need to resubmit the Zap. It'll be the same Zap that I'm doing. So all I need to do is get that country done. So to do that, when I click on that Edit Catalog Details, it brings me to my metadata page, and then or my Describe page, I guess I should call it. And now it's taken me to the Price page. So the Price page, you'll see, is actually not just price, but it's price and market availability. And so what you want to do here is not change the price, but actually click on this link here that says Select All for Worldwide Distribution. When I select that, you'll see that all of the countries, and there's a whole slew of them that are now available, all of those countries get selected, and you're pretty much done. I mean, that's really all you need to do. Now, obviously, if you have specific content that you have to get rights to, maybe you don't own the IP, maybe it's content that you've licensed from other content owners, then be sure that you own the rights to that content before you submit it to a country. But for most people, I think, you know, most people will have the rights to their own app. It's just code or algorithms or what have you, and they will submit worldwide. So in my case, like I say, I own the rights, so I'm going to do that. All I need to do now is click Submit. That will then get submitted to the marketplace, and in a couple of days, my app will suddenly start appearing in all of these new markets. So clearly, I mean, it took me a lot longer to describe it than it will actually take you to do that. It's a really easy thing to do, so you should just go and do it. It's just an easy, simple way that you can now submit your app and be available to a whole slew of new end users. All of those end users where we're launching phones, where those devices will now be available, all of those users will now have access to your app. That means you'll get more downloads, you'll get more ratings, hopefully more reviews, and that all of that does nothing but push your app up in the rankings. So like I say, it's a very simple thing to do. It takes a minute. There's no reason not to do it. Just go and do it now. In fact, it took a lot longer, like I say, to explain how to do it than it will take you to do it. So with that, that's my first tip as part of the Top Rank series. Like I said, if you have other issues, best practices that you'd like me to cover in this series, please drop me a note at benriga@microsoft.com or send me a message on Twitter. My Twitter account is @benriga. And that's it. I'll leave that with you, and hopefully your app will start rising in the rankings. Thanks, and see you soon.